الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ولي الصالحين. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فالحمد لله. We begin with this advice and exhortation to clarify the reality of this group which goes by the name of Daesh, or is referred to as being Daesh in Iraq and Syria. And they refer to themselves as being Dawla Islamiyya, Islamic State. I want to start by first and foremost mentioning a narration from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, clarifying to us that this knowledge is not to be left for anyone or for any layman, but rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected his deen with the carriers of this deen, the ulama, in every generation, in every time. As in the hadith in Sunan Abi Dawood, which is sahih. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْعَثُ عَلَى رَأْسِ الْقَرْنِ مَنْ يُجَدِّدُ لِلْأُمَّةِ أُمُورَ دِينِهَا. Indeed, Allah raises at the head of every century those scholars who revive the deen as a whole. They revive the deen as a whole. What is the deen? The deen is, as in the hadith of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, the deen is al-Islam, wal-Iman, wal-Ihsan. And this is what the scholars busy themselves with reviving. And they busy themselves calling the people to rectification. As the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in another hadith, which is sahih, which is Hasan li ghayrihi or Hasan li shawahid, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَحْمِلُ هَذَا الْعِلْمُ مِنْ كُلِّ خَلَفٍ عُدُودُ يَنْفُونَ عَنْهُ تَحْرِيفَ الْغَالِينَ وَالْإِنْتِحَالِ الْمُبْطِلِينَ وَالتَّأْوِيلِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Indeed, this knowledge will be carried by the trustworthy ones in every generation. They will expel the distortions of the extremists, and the destruction of those who try to destroy will lie, and the false interpretation of the ignorant. This narration has many supporting chains and many supporting witnesses by way of different Sahaba radiallahu anhum, from the likes of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, and Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, and Mu'adh ibn al-Jabl radiallahu anhu, and Abi Umama radiallahu anhu, and Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. So as Shaykh Rabi Hafidhullah said about this hadith does not go less than the level of Hasan bi ghayrihi. And Imam Ahmad rahimullah authenticated this hadith. And Al-Alai also authenticated this hadith. And other scholars, likewise, they authenticated this hadith. يَحْمِلُ هَذَا الْعِلْمُ مِنْ كُلِّ خَلَفٍ عُدُودُ. The udul are the ulama. This deen is not left to rabble. It's not left to the rawaybidah. As the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned about the lowly man, the rawaybidah. رَجُلُ تَافَّةً يَتَكَلُّمُ فِي أُمُورٍ عَامَّةٍ. A lowly man talking about the general affairs. And if we were to look at the groups of today, the misguided groups, the 72 misguided groups threatened with the fire, they will see clearly they do not have ulama with them. They do not have scholars with them. And the Khawarij, likewise. The Khawarij at the time of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma went out to them with the permission of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, he went out to them not to praise them. He went out to them but to what? To refute their arguments. And alhamdulillah, many turned back. Thousands turned back. And those who remained. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he said to them, لَيْسَ فِيكُمْ أَحْدٌ مِّنْ أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. There is none from the companions of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم amongst you. And likewise we say to the Khawarij of today and the Khawarij of the past, there is no one from the people of knowledge amongst you. The followers of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the people of knowledge, they are known. They are known. This deen is clear. لا تزال طائفة من أمة الحق ظاهرين. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there will not cease to be a group from among my ummah clearly upon the truth. لا يضرهم من خذلهم ولا من خالفهم حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم على ذلك. They will not be harmed by those who try to deceive them, nor by those who oppose them until the command of Allah comes and they are upon that. And great scholars have written about the Khawarij and their harm. Look at the great Imam Al-Ajurri, rahimahullah, who has written a book called Sharia. Sharia of Al-Ajurri. And what is the Sharia? The first chapter he mentions refutation against the Khawarij. And he mentions, he said, فَلَا يَنْبَغِي لِمَنْ رَأَى إِجْتِهَاد خَارِجِي قَدْ خَرَجَ عَلَى إِمَامٍ عَدْلًا كَانَ الْإِمَامِ أَوْ جَائِرًا فَخَرَجَ وَجَمَعَ جَمَاعَةً وَسَلَّ سَيْفَهُ وَاسْتَحَلَّ قِتَالَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَلَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ أَنْ يَغْتَرَّ بِقِرَاءَتِهِ لِلْقُرْآنِ وَلَا بِطُولِ قِيَامِهِ فِي الصَّلَاةِ وَلَا بِدَوَامِ صِيَامِهِ وَلَا بِحَبْسِ أَلْفَاظِهِ فِي الْعِلْمِ وَلَا بِحُسْنِ أَلْفَاظِهِ فِي الْعِلْمِ إِذَا كَانَ مَذْهَبُهُ مَذْهَبَ الْخَوَارِجِ. In the Sharia, volume 1, page 340. A beautiful quote. He said, it's not befitting. It's not something that you should, that should occur. For the one who sees the ijtihad, when he sees the opinion, or the ijtihad, the position that the Khawarij has with regards going out against the leaders of the Muslims, whether those leaders are just, upright, or whether they are evil leaders, yani, going, not being upright. So he goes out and he takes out his sword, and he goes out as a gathering with the mob, and he takes out his sword, and he makes lawful the killing of the Muslims. He makes lawful the killing of the Muslims. Imam al-Ajurri rahimahullah continued, and he said, it's not befitting that you are deceived by their recitation of the Quran, nor by the length of their prayer when they stand in their prayer, nor by their continuous fasting, nor by their beautification of their words from aspects of knowledge, if their madhab, if their way is the madhab of the Khawarij. If their way is the madhab of the Khawarij, don't be deceived by them. Don't be deceived by them. لست بالخب ولا الخب يخدعني. I'm not a deceiver, nor can a deceiver deceive me. So don't be deceived by those who will be in every time a horn is cut off from them, another one appears. Don't be deceived by them, and you will see them with the same traits as the Khawarij of the past. The great scholar, Imam al-Barbahari, rahimahullah, he said, وَمَنْ خَرَجَ عَلَى إِمَامٍ مِّنْ أَئِمَّةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Whoever goes out against a leader from the leaders of the Muslims, فَهُوَ خَارِجِي. Then he is a خَارِجِي, following the way of the Khawarij. وَقَدْ شَقَّ عَصَى الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَخَالَفَ الْآثَارِ. And he is the one who's deviated away from the way of the Muslims, and he has opposed the narrations. Ay wallah. The narrations are from where? From the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. From the Tabi'een. From the Tabi'een. Na'am, narrations of the Salaf, as-Salih. As the Messenger said, they are the best people. خَيْرُ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. The best people of my generation, then them to come after them, then them to come after them. So how will it be fine? They may beautify their speech. They may show through their actions that they're trying to establish Islam. But when you look in the reality of their speech and the reality of their actions, they push people far away from the deen of Allah. And they are far away from the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, just like the Khawarij of the past. They were far away from the deen of Allah. And amongst the scholars say they were not even Muslims. Because of the Messenger of Allah, when he said, يَمْرَقُونَ مِنَ الدِّينِ كَمَا يَمْرَقُ السَّهْمُ كَمَا يَمْرَقُ السَّهْمُ مِنَ الرَّمِيَّةِ, that they will leave the deen just like the arrow leaves the game. The arrow enters the game. Na'am, they will leave the deen. Some of the scholars mentioned that they leave the deen, meaning that they have exited al-Islam. Imam al-Barbahari rahimahullah said, from their traits is, they go out against the leaders of the Muslims. Don't you see this with those political activists? They don't have a understanding of maslaha and mafsada, of balancing the pros and the cons, balancing the affairs to know if you're going to change an evil, don't create a great evil. They don't have that. And you will see from their statements, they speak against that. And so Imam al-Barbahari continued, rahimahullah, and he said they oppose the athar. And upon us is to stick to those narrations. Between us and the Khawarij, between us and Daesh, and between us and the Qa'ida, between us and those who oppose us, is the athar, fam al-salaf. Don't quote a verse and cut it and paste. Don't quote a verse and bring your understanding. As Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said, leave your opinion in your pocket. And in one narration, leave your opinion in Yemen, yani far away from us. Rabah al-Din is built upon athar. Deenu Nabi Muhammadin athar akhbaru. Ni'ma al-matiyyati atharu. Na'am, ni'ma al-matiyyati atharu. Lurubbama ghalit al-fata subal al-huda. Wal-shamsu bazighatan laha anwaru. Why? Because ra'yu laylun wal-hadithu naharu. Opinion is night while hadith is day. So our deen is built upon akhbar. Qala Allah, qala Rasulullah, qala sahabatu, laysa bitamwihi. Mal ilmu nasbaka li khilafin safahatan bayna rasul li bayna ra'i fulani au faqihi. Going back to the athar, Allah said, the Messenger of Allah said, and the companions conveyed. Our deen is built upon that. It's not built upon, the opinions of men. As Ali radiallahu anhu said, if our deen was built upon aql, intellect, then we would have wiped the bottom of our socks. Bottom of the socks rather than the top. So our deen is not built upon your aql and my aql and your opinion and my opinion. Our deen is ittiba'. وَلْهَذِهِ السَّبِيلِ أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبِعَنِي وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةِ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبِعَنِي وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Say this is what? This is the call. This is my way, the path. This is my path. I call it to Allah, sincerity, ikhlas, upon knowledge, I and whoever follows me. Imam al-Ajurri rahimahullah added, وَالْخَوَارِجْ هُمُ الشُّرَّاحِ. They are evil, وَالْأَنْجَاسِ وَالْأَرْجَاسِ, yani from the most impure of people. And he said, وَمَنْ كَانَ عَلَى مَذْهَبِهِ مِنْ سَيْرِ الْخَوَارِجِ يَتَوَرَّثُونَ هَذَا الْمَذْهَبِ قَدِيمًا وَحَدِيثًا يَخْرُجُونَ عَلَى أِمَّةِ وَالْأُمَرَاءِ. They, from their traits, they go out against the leaders of the Muslims. وَيَسْتَحِلُّونَ قَتْلَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. They make lawful the killing of the blood of the Muslims, the Muslim blood. Sharia, volume 1, page 325. And this is similar to what Imam al-Barbahari mentioned earlier, and Imam Ahmad rahimahullah in Usul Sunnah, that we hear and obey the Muslim leaders, whether they are righteous or unrighteous. We hear and obey them in the righteous matters of ta'atu fi fil ma'roof. But you'll find from the traits of the Khawarij, they revile the Muslim leaders. And for Fudayl ibn Iyad, he said, if I had one dua, I'd make it for the Muslim leaders. For in their betterment is in the betterment of the people. Making dua for them, for their rectification. May Allah guide them. The Prophet himself said, أَعِنْ أَخَاكَ ظَلِيمًا أَوْ مَظْلُومًا. Help your brother whether he is an oppressor or oppressed. How do we help the oppressor? By helping him stop his oppression. And one of the ways is supplicating that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides them to the truth. And here, وَقَدْ حَكَى عَبْدُ الْقَاهِ نَعَمْ. وَقَدْ حَكَى عَبْدُ الْقَاهِرَ الْبَغْدَادِ. نعم. Anyway, with this other way narration. Ibn Hazm, he mentioned, وَمَنْ وَافَقَ الْخَوَارِجِ مِنْ إِنْكَارِ التَّحْكِيمِ وَتَكْفِيرَ أَصْحَابِ الْكَبَائِرِ وَقَوْلْ بِالْخُرُوجِ عَلَى أَئِمَّةِ الْجَوْرِ وَإِنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَبَائِرِ مُخَلَّدُونَ فِي النَّارِ وَإِنَّ الْإِمَامَ جَائِزَ فِي غَيْرِ قُرَيْشِ. Until the end of his statement, he said, then he is Khariji. فَهُوَ خَارِجِي. And Ibn Hazm mentioned that. He mentioned that in Al-Fasl fil Milal wal-Ahwa wal-Nihal in volume 2, page 90, that whoever coincides similar to the Khawarij with regard to their positions that they hold in speaking out against the Muslim leaders and also against the ruling, as they continue to do, and in making takfir of those who fall into major sins, and also in going out against the evil leaders. Na'am, and considering the people of major sins to be in the hellfire forever, then these are khawarij, then they are from the khawarij, because they have similar traits to the khawarij, similar position, similar beliefs, similar methodologies as the khawarij. And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned about the khawarij in numerous narrations, and that they will continue to come out until the last, until the end of time. كلما خرج قرن قطع أكثر من 20 مرة. Every time a horn comes out, it is cut off. And he mentioned it, he said, more than 20 times. حتى يخرج بعراضهم الدجال, until Dajjal comes out amongst them. And that is a hadith in Sunan Ibn Majah, hadith number 174. And likewise, Shaykh Al-Bani, Allah said it is authentic. And you can see that in Silsilat al-Ahadith al-Sahiha, number 2455. And these are the traits. More than 20 times, they're going to come, then they will be cut off, then they will come, then they will be cut off, then they will come, then they will be cut off, and so on and so forth. Every time a horn appears, they're cut off. And from their traits, we said, they make takfir of the Muslims. They go out against the Muslim leaders, whether they are righteous or unrighteous. They make the blood of the Muslims lawful. The blood of the Muslims lawful. Those who oppose them, they make it lawful. And they consider those who die upon major sins to be disbelievers. And they have other traits which we'll come to. So look at the current day Daesh. Let's look at some of their statements from their spokespeople. Abu Muhammad al-Adnani, for example. He says, we have juyush, we have soldiers in Iraq, وَجَيْشًا فِي الشَّامِ, and soldiers in Sham. كَالْأُسُودُ الْجِيَاعِ, like hungry lions. شَرَابُهُمُ الدِّمَاءِ, their drink is blood. وَأَنِيسُهُمُ الْأَشِلَّاءِ, and their companions are the ones who have شَلَل, the ones who are handicapped, they are their companions, meaning due to their much fighting. وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا أَشْهَى مِمَّا شَرَبُوا مِنْ دِمَاءِ الصَّحَوَاتِ, and they do not find anything more quenching their thirst than drinking the blood of the Sahawat. Who are the Sahawat? They are those who oppose them. Who are they? الصحوات في الأصل مجموعة من القبائل اجتمعت على قتال داعش. They are from the tribes who have got together in fighting and opposing Daesh. Because they oppose them, then they consider their blood from the most thirsty. They're thirsty to drink their blood, and they're hungry like hungry lions, ready to fight them. And look what Imam Al-Qurtubi rahimahullah, he mentioned. He said, وَالَّذِي عَلَيْهِ الْأَكْثَرُ مِنَ الْعُلَمَاءِ أَنَّ الصَّبْرَ عَلَى طَاعَةِ الْإِمَامِ الْجَائِرِ أَوْلَى مِنَ الْخُرُوجِ عَلَيْهِ. This is the etiquette of the Muslims, that Imam Al-Qurtubi, or Al-Qurtubi, Hafiz Al-Qurtubi, or Mufassir of the Quran, Al-Qurtubi, he said, in Jami' al-Ahkam al-Qur'an, volume 2, page 109, he said that that which the ulama, or most of the ulama, are with regard to this affair, and that is the affair of obeying the leaders of the Muslims, whether those leaders are righteous or unrighteous, it is more so for them to be patient than go out against them. لأن في منازعته والخروج عليه استبدال الأمن بالخوف. Because in opposing him, the leader, opposing the Muslim leader, and going out against the Muslim leader, then you will find the result is changing the state of security to that of fear. وإراقة الدماء, and likewise, the spilling of blood will occur. وانطلاق أيدي السفهاء, and the foolish ones will be ready to do actions with their hands, evil actions with their hands. So these are some of the statements that this Mufassir of the Quran mentioned about this group, this Khawarij, and their evil. And as for Al-Hafidh al-Nawawi rahimahullah, he said, وَأَمَّا الْخُرُوجُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَقِتَالُهُمْ فَحَرَامٌ بِإِجْمَعِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. As for going out against these Muslim leaders and fighting them, opposing them and fighting them, that is haram, it's forbidden. By consensus of the Muslims, by way of consensus, there is ijma, there is consensus, there is unanimous agreement, it is not allowed to do that. وَإِنْ كَانُوا فَسَقَ ظَالِبِينَ. In instance, they are sinful, oppressive leaders. Na'am, and there are many narrations he mentions. Na'am, regarding that. All you have to do is go back to Sahih Muslim, Kitab al-Imara. You see so many narrations about hearing obeying the Muslim leaders, even if they were to strike your back and take your wealth. The reality is, either you follow the narrations, or you follow your desires. You follow the scholars of Ahl-Sunnah, past and present, or you follow the rabble and anyone that speaks about the deen of Allah without knowledge. And Imam Hafidh al-Nawawi mentions, continues, وَأَجْمَعَ أَهْلُ السُّنَّةِ أَنَّهُ لَا يَنْعَزِلُ السُّلْطَانِ بِالْفِسْقِ. That the Sultan is not removed, the leader is not removed, due to sin. Due to sin. And likewise, if you look at what Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said about the innovators and how they begin, وَأَهْلُ الْبِدَعِ يَبْتَدِعُونَ بِدْعَةً بَاطِلَةً وَيُكَفِّرُونَ مَنْ خَالَفَهُمْ فِيهَا. The innovators in the religion, they innovate futile, baseless innovations, and they call those who oppose them disbelievers. And that is mentioned in Sharh al-Aqid al-Asfahaniyyah, number 47. So look at the Khawarij of the early generations, how they made takfir of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. They made takfir of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. They killed them both. And they killed many of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. But did they succeed? They didn't succeed. They didn't succeed. And the Messenger of Allah warned against them. And he warned from being deceived by them. That wasn't a praise for them. For the one who said that the Prophet praised them. He didn't praise them. He's warning against being deceived from them. That they read the Quran, it doesn't go beyond their thoughts. And Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi al-Madkhali said, it doesn't go to their hearts for correct understanding. It doesn't go, it's on their tongue, but it doesn't go to their hearts for correct understanding. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. And look at the Natiq al-Rasmi, the one we mentioned earlier, al-Adnani. He said that the Muslims are living under the Tawaghit, ruling, and the disbelieving ruling. They're living under that. He said, "Inna ummatana al-ghaliyah." He said, "Our prestigious ummah, that we hold in high esteem." He said, "The high esteemed ummah, ta'ishu fi 'ubudiyyati wa dhul." Is living under worship and humiliation. Worship of who? Who does he consider to be? They're worshipping. They're worshipping other than Allah. What dalil ala dalik, he says. The proof of that, he says, ma urifa bi thawrat al-rabi' al-arabi. The proof of that is the Arab Spring, what the people call the Arab Spring. He uses that to say that this is proof that they're living under, that they are worshipping. They're living under humiliation and the worship of these leaders. How can you use that? That's not praiseworthy. Going out against the Muslim leaders is not praiseworthy. Gathering together upon violence and bloodshed and turmoil and chaos, that's not praiseworthy. And it's not the way of Rasulullah and rectification. That is not the way of how Rasulullah rectified the affairs. The deen of Allah is not built upon fawda, chaos. The deen of Allah is rahmah. Is mercy. The deen of Allah is the path of Allah, and the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The way of the Sahaba radhiallahu anhum. I didn't show these type of actions that the Khawarij show, and praising these type of demonstrations or going out in large multitudes against the leaders in such a manner, causing so much havoc. Did they benefit? Did they benefit from that? They call it Arab Spring. What Arab Spring? What Arab Spring? What was the benefit? Was there any benefit? rather just delay the da'wah much more and more. It delayed the da'wah. من استعجل شيئا قبل أوانه عوقب بحرمانه. Whoever hasn't something before his time is met without the fruits of that affair. He's met without the fruits. He's met without achieving his goal. And this is the trait of the hasty ones. This is the trait of the Khawarij past and present. Did they benefit? Did they bring a khair in the Ummah? Not one day of good did they bring, as Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah mentioned. And Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu said, when they came to complain to him about Hajjaj, he said to them, be patient, for I do not, for every day, for every year that comes, will be worse than the former. I do not say that your leaders will change. That's not the khayriya. Have good leader or bad leader. The khayriya. He said, it's not because of that. I do not say that your khayr will be because of one year you have rain, another year you don't have rain. It's not because of rain where the khayriya for the ummah will be. He said, rather, your scholars will die. And the people will take the ignorant ones as their leaders, and they go astray and they lead others astray. And Ibn Hajar mentioned that, commenting about that narration. He mentioned that in Fath al-Bari, commenting on that narration, showing you that the Khawarij, they don't know, they don't bring about khair for the Ummah. They don't know that the khairiyah for the Ummah is the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah. Rather, you find the Khawarij speaking against the ulama, speaking against the Muslims, speaking, making takfir of the Muslims. Look what he said, this Adnani. In fact, في خطابه لأيمن الظواهري, in his khitab, in his letters to Ayman al-Dawahiri, what did he say? He said, وزاد على ذلك تكفير الجيوش الحامية لهذه الحكومات. He made takfir of what? Of the jiyush, of the Islamic, of the soldiers of these particular countries. Not only is he making takfir of the leaders, but making takfir of the soldiers. And how many millions of soldiers are there? Whether those soldiers are in Egypt or Pakistan or other than these countries, which he speaks against. He says, لا بد لنا أن نصدع بحقيقة مرة لطالما تتمها العلماء. He criticizes the ulama that they have not spoken about the reality of the affairs. Rather, they have hidden the affairs, hidden the reality. And this is not true. The ulama are upon a path, the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of rectification. Begin with Tawheed and ending with Tawheed. Begin with Tawheed, teaching the people the Salah, the Siyam, the Zakat. They're not just speaking. The ulama are clarifying the deen of Allah. And they're clarifying the correct understanding of Jihad. And clarifying the correct understanding of how to live and interact with the leaders. And clarifying the correct understanding in how to be in societies and how to rectify. Not just leaving the affair, not just sitting, as many of these Khawarij and political activists claim. He says, وَأَلَا وَهِيَ كُفْرُ الْجِيُوسِ الْحَامِيَةِ لِأَنْظِمَةِ الطَّوَاغِيتِ. So he calls these armies, he calls them that they are upon disbelief because they are guarding the leadership of these evil rulers or these transgressors. And he says, "And وفي مقدمتها الجيش المصري والجيش الليبي والجيش التونسي," speaking against the soldiers, the Egyptian soldiers and the Libyan soldiers and the Tunisian soldiers. And he goes on to speak about other countries. وأدعوك ثانيا لتصحيح منهجك بأن تصدع بتكفير الروافض المشركين الأنجاس وتصدع بردة الجيش المصري والباكستاني والأفغاني والتونسي والليبي واليمني وغيره من جنود الطواغيت. Look at this. In which country did he leave? Speaking about all these Muslim countries, that all of their leaders and all of their armies, they are upon disbelief. They are upon ridda, leaving the fold of Islam. How many millions has he made takfir of? And how many millions did they make takfir with regards to the Muslims around the world to make their blood lawful? And the Messenger said, "Man qala li akhihi ya kafir faqad ba'a bihi ahaduhuma." Whoever says to his brother, "Oh disbeliever," then he falls into one of the two. It causes Muslim brother disbeliever, it will fall back on you. It will fall back on you. And just look at some of the numbers. If we look at the the number of soldiers in Egypt. It's about 25 million. And most of them ascribe to Islam, from what the polls show. And likewise, if you look at Pakistan, again, you have about 34 million. Are you calling all those kuffar? All of them? And that's just an example I'm showing, to show you some of the traits of these people, that they make takfir, drastic takfir of the Muslims. Look what Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said. Naam. He says al-firq al-thani, al-firq al-thani fi al-khawarij wa al-bida'i, he says, أنهم يكفرون بالذنوب والسيئات. Anyone who has sins? With the sins, they make takfir of the Muslims. ويترتب على تكفيرهم بالذنوب استحلال دماء المسلمين وأموالهم. And what transpires thereafter? Because they make takfir of the Muslims, because of sins, what transpires after? Is they make the blood and their property, the Muslim blood and property, lawful for them. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is Majmu' al-Fatawa, volume 19. Page 73. And we have many statements, past and present, with ulama, clarifying the danger of this group, the danger of this group who go around calling Muslims kuffar, whether it's their leaders, whether it is their soldiers, whether it is those that they consider to be doing their television channels, they even say, consider them to be disbelievers because of sins. Is this the way of Islam? It is the way of Ahl-Sunnah. Rather, Ahl-Sunnah, they are in unanimous agreement. You cannot make takfir of one person, Muslim person, unless you establish the hujjah upon them. And this is mentioned by Ibn Abdul Barr, and also mentioned by Ibn Qudama, and other great scholars, Shaykh Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, and the A'imat al-Da'wah, and before them, the life of Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, from his manhaj, and how he dealt with three evil leaders, and the fourth one let him free. Three evil leaders who stayed statements of kufr, but he didn't make takfir of them. He didn't rush to perform takfir of them. So Daesh, this group, Daesh or ISIS, whatever you call them, this group has opposed the way of Ahl-Sunnah, has opposed the way of Ahl-Ilm, past and present, and opposed the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف الرحيم. With the believers is merciful. So Tawbah verse 1:2-8. Merciful with the believers. And look at the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, إنه لم يكن نبي قبلي إلا كان حقا عليه أن يدل أمته على خير ما يعلمه لهم وينذرهم شر ما يعلمه لهم. Indeed, no prophet came after me except it was a right upon him that he says, he calls the people, he calls his ummah, his nation, upon the khayr, what he knows for them. All the khayr that he knows for them, he calls them to that. And all the shar, all the evil that he knows for them, he warns them away from that. And the Prophet warned us against the Khawarij. This hadith is Sahih Muslim, And likewise, Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, Imam al-Sunnah, نعم, he said, الخوارج قوم سوء. The خوارج are evil people. لا أعلم في الأرض قوما شر منهم. I do not know upon the earth anyone evil than them or more evil than them. صح الحديث فيهم عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من عشرة أوجه. Rather than more than 10 narrations authentically reported against the خوارج that is mentioned in the Sunnah of Al-Khalal. Volume 1, page 145. Khawarij. Other statements from them is that they busy themselves with killing the Muslims. And this is mentioned in their statements. And you can see that most of those that they kill are Muslims. Those who say, La ilaha illallah. Because they oppose them, they'll kill them. That's Allah salama. And Sheikh Abdul Basit Abbad, he mentioned that in this describing داعش وقد اشتهر أن قتلهم لمن يريدون قتلهم بالسكاكين الذي هو من أبشع وأنكى ما يكون من قتل الآدميين. نعم, and this is from the, how did they kill them? With the most bluntest of knives, killing them in such evil manner. And you have all seen how they killed individuals, say La ilaha illallah, and they burn them in a cage. This is the way of Islam. And you find them making halal suicide bombings, of killing individuals then killing the suicide bomber, killing himself and killing others, not caring if it's women or children or old or people who don't have anything to do with any battle, just killing. Killing has become their trait. Indiscriminate killing has become their trait. Rasulullah salama. And the Prophet says, forbade that you kill yourselves. وَلَا تَقْتُلُ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not kill yourselves. And the Messenger, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ. And do not cause destruction with your own hands. And the Prophet said, when he knew about that individual who stabbed himself, and it was in the battlefield, but he stabbed himself, but withholding the pain, he stabbed himself. The Messenger said, هُوَ فِي النَّارِ. He's in the hellfire. So my dear brothers, and those who are listening, look to the fam of the Salaf, Sheikh Farifu and the ulama. Sheikh Farifu said, look, the people, they said he's in paradise. They thought he was in paradise because of his bravery, or so-called bravery, and his fighting. But the Messenger said he's in the hellfire. Why? Because he killed himself with his own hands. And there is nothing in the Sharia, in the Book of Allah, or the Sunnah of the Messenger sallam, to allow anyone to kill himself with his own hands. With his own hands. It is forbidden. And even in jihad, it is forbidden to kill women and children. And the old, it is forbidden to kill priests in the monasteries. Hadith in Muslim Ahmad. It is forbidden to kill non-Muslims living in Muslim lands upon security. Hadith in Muslim Ahmad. من قتل معاهدا لم يرح رائحة الجنة. Whoever kills one who is mu'ahad, one who has an oath between you and him, you come into the country with security, and you kill him, then you will not smell the fragrance of paradise. And those who live in non-Muslim lands, it is forbidden to go around killing innocent people, blowing up trains, 7-7, blowing up buses, 7-7, or 9-11, blowing up buildings, killing indiscriminately women, children, innocent people. This is haram. This is forbidden in Islam. And the scholars of Ahlus Sunnah have clarified this. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ. And there's ijma' from them. The likes of Shaykh Abdul Aziz bin Baad, rahimahullah. And Shaykh al-Albani, rahimahullah. And Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah. And Shaykh Saif Uzam. And Shaykh Abir. And Shaykh Ubaid al-Jabri. And other than them from the great scholars, Shaykh Abbad, who have clarified this. And Shaykh al-Haydan, clarified the evil of the Khawarij and their evil actions, killing indiscriminately. Islam is free from that. The Messenger of Allah, even when he killed the sheep, he didn't even let it see the knife. When he sacrificed the sheep in order to sacrifice, he didn't even let it see the knife. Rather, and the knife was sharpened. And the best of your killing, he said, Naam. What did he say about that? إِذَا قَتَلْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُ الْقِتْلَى. Not like these individuals, these rabble, who go around killing indiscriminately without correct understanding of the deen of Allah. If that is how the Messenger has dealt with the sheep, how are these individuals dealing with the human beings? How are these individuals dealing with Muslims? Asallahu salama. Asallahu salama. And there's much to say, wallah. And there's much to say. And we'll continue. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, Al-Sharia mabnaha ala tahsil al-masalih wa takmilaha wa ta'til al-mafasid wa taqrinaha wa illa faman lam yuwazin ma fi al-fi'li wa al-tarki min al-maslahati shar'iyyati wa al-mafsadati shar'iyyati faqad yad'a wajibat wa yaf'al muharramat faqad the person who does not look to the benefits and harms, the maslaha and the mafsada of the situation, then you will find that the person who doesn't look at that into weighing the benefits of bringing about good and keeping away harm, then you will end up falling into leaving off the wajibat, the obligation. Yada wajibat. You will leave off the obligations. Wa yaf'al muharramat. And you will end up falling into that which is forbidden. And that is similar to what Shaykh Abdurrahman al-Sadi, rahimahullah, said, who came later. The Mufassir of the Quran, the teacher of Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, he said, Deenuna mabniun ala al-masalihi fi jalbiha wa dar'i lil-qabaihi wa idha ta'adada adadun min al-masalihi yuqaddamu al-a'la min al-masalihi wa didduhu tazahamu al-mafasidi yurtakabu anna min al-mafasidi. Great scholar who mentioned in qawa'id al-fiqhiyya, that our deen is built upon bringing rectification, bringing about good, in bringing it closer and keeping away the evil, the harm. So if there's two goods, you take the highest of the two, the best of the two. And there's two harms that you're forced to fall into, or you know that you will fall into, then take the lesser of the two evils. Take the lesser of the two harms. But as for Daesh, ISIS, whether they're in Iraq or Syria, where is the maslaha al-mafsada in what they are doing? Where is this in their da'wah? Rather, their leader, Abu Mus'ab al-Zarqawi, in his khitab, in his sermon or his letter to the scholars, he says, فَأَيْنَ أَنْتُمْ يَا عُلَمَاءَ الْأُمَّةِ Where are you, he says, oh scholars of this ummah. Where are you? And at the end of that, he said, أَمَّا زَالَتُ الْمَفَاسِدُ وَالْمَصْطَلِعِ دِينًا لَكُمْ وَمَنْهَجًا أَمَّا زَالَتْ يعني, is it still continuing that you have mafsada and maslaha as your deen and your manhaj? We said to him, yes, this is our deen. It's built upon maslaha and mafsada. The Rasul ﷺ, when he saw the man urinate in the corner of the masjid, he said, leave him until he finishes. Because there's more maslaha in leaving him. And there's more harm that you stop him while he's urinating in the masjid. There's more harm that you stop him there and then. Because the urine will go in different places. Maybe the awrah will be seen. And he was new to Islam. As Sheikh Ubaidah Hafidhullah explains, these three benefits. He was new to Islam. Maybe he would leave Islam. So therefore, look at the maslaha al-mafsada in the da'wah of Rasulullah ﷺ. The da'wah of Rasulullah ﷺ contains looking carefully at the maslaha and the mafsada. We don't bring up changing evil and create a greater evil. Our khawarij. We don't change an evil and create a greater evil. Our hizb al-ta'rir. We don't create a greater evil by changing an evil. Our muhajirun, or whatever your names you come under, or takfiriyun. All of you. Call to this without guidance and take heed from the statements of the scholars of Al-Sunnah and take heed from the statements of Allah, the sins of Allah and the Messenger of Allah. So look at the Messenger of Allah, he mentioned that the sifat of Khawarij, that they come out at a time when there is disputes, when there is much dispute and much differences amongst the Ummah. And this is their way. And this is mentioned where the Messenger he said, إِنَّ لِهَذَا أَصْحَابًا يَخْرُجُونَ عِنْدَ اخْتِلَافِ فِي النَّاسِ يَقْرَأُونَ الْقُرْآنَ لَا يُجَوْزْ حَنَجَرُونَ The Messenger clarified that they come out in times of dispute, in times of differences. And we see that nowadays as well with the takfiris, with those who come under that name of Daesh or ISIS in Iraq and Sham. Because of differences and because of disputes, they come out at that time. They're not coming out in times of rectification, times of cultivation and education, which is the da'wah of Rasulullah said, tasfiyah wa tarbiyah. Tasfiyah, purifying from impurities, whether it's shirk or bid'ah, and sins and disobedience and confusions and doubts. And tarbiyah, education. And they will say, لا حكم إلا لله. There is no ruling except for Allah's ruling. And you should establish the ruling of Allah in your da'wah, or khawarij. Why don't you establish the ayah for, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا عَزَى اللَّهُ فَأُولَيْكُمْ الْكَافِرُونَ Why don't you establish that upon your da'wah, upon your manhaj? Bring the hukm of Allah in your da'wah. Bring the hukm of Allah in how you deal with the rulers. Bring the hukm of Allah in how you deal with the societies. Bring the hukm of Allah when you make a takfir of the Muslims. Bring the hukm of Allah in that affair, and you will see you're far away from that. Far away from that. And continuing, the Messenger of Allah said, فَيَكُونُ فِي أُمَّةِ اخْتِلَاءُ وَفُرْقَةٌ قَوْمٌ يُحْسِنُونَ الْقِيلَ وَيُسِيئُونَ الْفِعْلَ وَيَقْرَؤُونَ الْقُرْآنَ لَا يُجَوْزُ تَرَاقِيَهُمْ There will be from our ummah اختلاف, differences, وَفُرْقَةٌ and splitting. A people who will be good with their speech, they'll be eloquent with their speech, but their actions will not be good. They recite the Quran and it will not go beyond their throats. Hadith in Sunan Abi Dawood, number 4765. Naam, and Sheikh Al-Bani, Allah mentioned it, Sahih in Jami' Al-Saghir, number 3668. نعم. How we see from the traits is that yes, they may call the people to certain verses, but where is the understanding of the Salaf? Where is the understanding of the Salaf? Look at the Amir Abu Umar al-Baghdadi. He considers his Jama'ah to be the awliya of Allah. He said, لأنني أحسن sorry, أحسب أن الذين يقاتلون المحتل في دولة العراق الإسلامية هم أولياء الله. He considers them to be the awliya of Allah. في أرضه القائمين. Where are the ulama? No ulama with you. No ahli ilm with you. وليس فيكم أحد من أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. How do you consider them to be the awliya of Allah? And he continues in other statements. Consider them to be the junood of Rabbil Alameen, the junood of Allah. The junood of Allah. How the junood of Allah? You just sprout out from nowhere? This is your deen? The deen of Allah Azza wa Jal is built upon qawaid, process, principles. Na'am. Look at Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, when he saw the bid'ah in the masjid, Hadith Sunan al-Darimi, or the Akhir Sunan al-Darimi. What did he do? He waited until Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu came out. And he told him about that, showing you that they would go to those who were knowledgeable, most knowledgeable amongst them. So where is this in your actions? Where is this? Rather, they consider that the ulama have abandoned them. The ulama have abandoned you because you have opposed that way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Abu Mus'ab, when he mentioned in his letter to the scholars, he said, Ya ibadallah, لا تكاد تجد عالما بيننا يستفتي. Even he himself said, you will not find a scholar amongst us giving fatwa. ولا طالبا به يقتدى. Not even a student of knowledge that is followed. He himself said that in a tape called Risalat al-Sheikh al-Shaheed, as they call it, Abu Mus'ab al-Zarqawi, إلى علماء الأمة ومشايخيها. Even he said, you will not find ulama amongst us. And you will not. So, نعم. قَدْ عَلِمَا كُلُّ نَاسٍ مَسْرَبَهُمْ. Everyone knows the affair that they don't have ulama amongst them. And they say also, and other than that, statements after statements clarifying that they themselves know they don't have ulama. So therefore, if that's the case, go back to Ahlul Ilm. Go back to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the understanding of the companions. Go back to the people of knowledge who have clarified the deen of Allah. If the ulama, the ones we have mentioned, are not from the people of knowledge, then who are they? Those who have revived the deen as a whole. What category would you put them? They have revived the deen as a whole. They have taught the people aqidah, sahiha. They have taught the people correct understanding and tahara and salah and siyam and hajj and zakah and the six pillars of iman that clarify all of that. So, what have you clarified from the deen as a whole? Rather, you concentrate on one affair of the deen. And you get it wrong. And you get it wrong. So don't be deluded by this jama'ah. Don't be deluded by this jama'ah, which calls to this deviation. Rather, our messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about this group, that they will come from the east, and that east will be Iraq. And they came from Iraq in the early times. And that is the place called Nahrawan, where they gathered. And likewise, this group of today, Daesh, fulfills that narration that Rasulullah said that they will come from the east, and they are the Daesh, the ISIS. Look at this narration, Ya Abdullah. If this isn't such a clear narration showing you that these individuals are upon misguidance, just like the misguidance those before you, then what is? Imam Ahmad rahimahullah said about them, he said, وَقَدْ رَأَيْتُ لِأَهْلِ الْأَهْوَاءِ وَالْبِدَعِ والخلاف أسماء شنيعة قبيحة. نعم. They would call the people of Sunnah with evil names. Like they will call you, أو Salafi, أو Sunni, أو Athari. They will call you Murji. They used to do that in the past. But rather, they are the Murji'ah, the fact that they consider themselves to be upon correct Iman, and everyone else to be upon other than that. And everyone else to be upon other than that. I will just look for that narration. I will mention to you with the wording, showing you clearly that the Prophet has already warned against this group, showing us that they will come from the east, from that land or that place. And we've seen that much turmoil has come from that land. And when those narrations also mention about Najd, is not the Najd of Saudi Arabia, it's the Najd of Iraq. That is what is understood by the scholars of Hadith. Najd, when it was mentioned about the turmoil and the killing and the bloodshed coming from a Najd, meaning Najd of Al-Iraq. And how true that is.
How true that is. So the person, he must go back to the Fahm al-Salaf, to the understanding of Salaf. And he will see they're the ones that are clearly shown as being from the way of the Khawarij. Just like they killed Ali radiallahu anhu, and they killed Uthman radiallahu anhu, and they killed many of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And likewise, they continue to kill the best of the people of today. And they continue to revile the best of the people of today. And you have seen that, or you have heard that, speaking against the likes of Sheikh Saif al-Islam, that if they were to gather the ability to take over Saudi Arabia, they will kill and behead the likes of these great scholars. This is their way. And this is their way. And with that, na'am, we ask Allah to protect us and aid us and protect us from misguidance. Na'am, protect us from misguidance, and that we die upon Tawheed and Sunnah until we meet Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanaka wa bihamdika ashhadu la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. نعم الله يعطيك بركة حياك الله يا الله سبحانه وتعالى accepted يا أخي يا الله سبحانه وتعالى clarifying the truth to the ones who have been deluded. يا الله you lead it away from the true path. And there are many other statements that we didn't have really time really to go through, but inshallah maybe that will be sufficient for na'am, for those who are sincere to Allah. Those who are sincere to Allah. Na'am. Wa'alaikumsalam.
طيب إن شاء الله just wanted to mention that narration that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned about the Khawarij coming out from the east when he said the hadith which is يخرج الناس من قبل المشرق ويقرؤون القرآن لا يجاوز حتراقيهم يمرقون من الدين كما يمرق السهم من الرمية ثم لا يعودون فيه حتى يعود السهم إلى فوقه. And this hadith is in Bukhari number 7562. Na'am, clearly showing you that the Messenger of Allah is saying that a people will come out from the east. They will read the Quran and it will not go beyond their throats. And it will leave the deen just as the arrow leaves the game, yani the hunted animal. And then they will not go back to it until the arrow goes back from it from the top. Yani comes out and goes back again. It's not possible that they will come back, except those who are sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the majority or the great multitude who will go to following their desires, this is clear that they follow their desires rather than following the narration. But what we wanted to mention is that this hadith is in Bukhari, saying that the Khawarij will come out from the east. And likewise, the hadith of Sa'al ibn Hanif radiallahu anhu, he said, هل سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول في الخوارج شيئا؟ He said, have you heard that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم say about the Khawarij anything? And then he said, سمعته يقول وهو بيده قبل العراق. And he pointed his hand towards Iraq. يخرج منه قوم يقرؤون القرآن. There will be people who will recite the Quran. لا يجاوز تراقيهم, not going beyond their throats. يمرقون من الإسلام مروق السهم من الرمية. They will leave Islam just as the arrow enters the hunted animal. That hadith or that narration is in Bukhari, number 6934. Clearly showing you that this is the understanding of the Sahaba, that they, the Khawarij, will come from Iraq, from the East. And indeed, the Messenger spoke the truth. Because the Ijtima' of the Khawarij, the first Khawarij, was in Harura. And they were also called Haruriyah. And there were people who did not take the narrations seriously, but taking the understanding of the companions. And a nice narration about that is the Hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, when one asked her a question. She said to her, "Yani, why is it that when it's Ramadan, the women have to make up the women in their menzies, they have to make up the fast, but they don't have to make up their prayer?" And so Aisha radiallahu anha said to her, "Aharuriya anti? Are you a haruriya? Not accepting the narrations. The wisdom of that is Allah. Is it Allah? Allah knows. So are you a haruriya asking that question?" So the way of Ahl Sunnah, the way of Sahaba, is sami'na wa ata'na, and I obey, and we follow the narration. The Khawaris don't follow the narrations, just like Aisha radiallahu anha said about the haruriya, and that's also proof to show those who are deserving of those names, they are called those names. Yani, Khawarij, or as Aisha said, Haruriya, or Jama'at al-Dalla, all the misguided groups, they are deserving of that which they call themselves too. And Haruriya ta'asrina. And as for the Haruriya of this time, they are the Daesh, which have come out from the East, and they have come specifically in Iraq. And they have also moved to Asham. So what proof do you need after that? أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. حياكم الله. بارك الله فيك. حياكم الله. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك.